The inspiration for these impeachment meetings come from a group known as After Downing Street, a reference to an official British government memo that suggests that the Bush administration manipulated intelligence findings to win support for invading Iraq. But Madison attorney Ed Garvey says that isn't the only reason people will turn out to talk about impeachment this weekend. He says the recent revelations about possibly illegal wiretapping by the National Security Agency will fuel the debate.
When you have the President of the United States admitting that he is violating the law and eavesdropping on fellow Americans, saying that it was too sensitive to check with Congress, too sensitive to check with the courts, he had no authority to do what he did. I don't know of any clearer example than that one with respect to impeachable events.
I think this is the fringe element of the Democratic Party making a racket.
State Republican Party Chairman Rick Graber, not surprisingly, has a different view.
It is fair to discuss and debate the conduct of the war in Iraq, and that's one of the great things about our country is the ability to do that. But the call for impeachment is just absolutely absurd.
Graber says even Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid of Nevada has rejected any talk of impeachment, and Senator Russ Feingold called impeachment plans putting the cart before the horse. He says hearings planned on the legality of the Bush administration's wiretaps may produce evidence of wrongdoing, but the hearing should happen first.
The purpose here is, first of all, to determine if the president acted within the law. I am skeptical about that and very concerned that he did not, but I think we ought to have a dignified process to determine that and not start worrying about the remedies or the consequences at this point.
Organizers of the impeachment town hall say this weekend's gathering will likely attract people who may not support impeachment, but if enough people do, the goal is to push Wisconsin politicians like Feingold to begin the process. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.